There you go. How does that translate into serving your clients? Because it sounds like that collaboration, that kind of thinking outside the box, pardon the well-worn cliche, really benefits you guys and obviously ultimately benefits your clients and then their members as well.
Yeah, right. And I mean, when it talk about being one of the best places to work in Austin, that's what keeps us there, is that people have access to management, they have constant connection mm-hmm. to management, they're constantly meeting and working in groups and teams, so they feel very fulfilled, and it's a really fun place to work. There's also a purpose here, and to purpose to serve and strengthen these communities is something really that young workers really align with. Mm-hmm. I think there's research out there that says purpose-built companies yeah. you know, outperform other companies yeah. like 75%. And so the fact that our founder continues to espouse to every single person that comes in his conviction and commitment to building financial services technology really goes a long way mm-hmm. For them. This benefits our customers in that it doesn't just stop with internal teams. We work with our customers, whether it's in our user group or whether it's in what we call collaboration sessions, to where they help us build our roadmap. And so it's not Q2's roadmap, but the word "our" is yours and mine, customers and ours. Yep. So I'm not building a product roadmap that is based on return or total addressable market or price per unit. I'm actually building my product roadmap based on what clients that we actively interview and do research with are telling us where their pain points and their challenges are. And so again, it's a very inverted model here, to where the product roadmap is developed from our customers back through us.
Love it.
And so that actually creates a lot of benefit for us and a lot of goodwill. But mostly it keeps us on point and delivering to where the market is going, mm-hmm. not to where I think it's going.
Gotcha. Yeah, I mean, there's nothing greater than that feedback from the front lines, AKA right. your customer or your clients. And that's where you can create some fantastic products and services and keep ahead of the curve, so to speak.
That's right. And we don't get it right all the time. Mm-hmm. We always like to remind people around here that we're imperfect and that this is software and it can be imperfect. Mm-hmm. And but it really is our key focus here is to make sure that it's even on my badge here to where we show our 10 guiding principles as a company. Number 7 is that our clients are always right. And so we spend a tremendous amount of time when in doubt that our client is right. And so we spend a lot of time listening to them, making sure that we understand what their pains are. And that's been a large reason for our success. We're still picking up the phone here when our customers call for support issues in under 19 seconds.
Wow.
And there aren't a lot of companies that do the kinds of things, but we've been in this space long enough. We've learned from all our mistakes. So we're able to rebuild this company in an entirely new vision mm-hmm. based on all the past mistakes that we had made based on all the past interviews that we had done. And so it's a really great place to work because it has a real good feel about it.
Very cool. Very cool. Let's switch gears a little bit here. On your website, it said, I'm reading from my notes here, it says that virtual banking should resemble the single platform solution of Lego. I love it. So can you explain that a little bit? I mean, this kind of took me aback a little bit. So can you explain this?
We all like Legos.
Uh-huh.
And Legos give us the ability to build and do amazing things. Mm-hmm. And they can just start as a pile and turn into something that's really magical. So our platform architecture allows us to integrate with so many different back-end systems, mm-hmm. create one single enterprise service bus that we park in our cloud, our private cloud, if you want to call it that. Mm-hmm. And then it allows people to attach services or additional solutions to it. So our architecture is flexible enough that we can integrate all these solutions. And if someone has a one-off request, rather than altering our core code, we use a component of our architecture called the wedge. And we just allow these people to build these custom features and functions within the platform. And then we can upgrade them and keep them on the exact same code train as everyone else. But they have their little custom magical silver Lego that sits off to the side that is all theirs and is special. But we allow them to build these things so that they can solve their unique problems. Mm-hmm. They may have a loan product that is around combines for someone in Iowa. Maybe it's a special loan form. Well, that form is not normal and standard across the industry because people in San Francisco and Manhattan have no use for that particular right? So we need to be able to accommodate them and build those things in. And so that's one thing that our architecture allows them to do is be flexible and configurable just like Legos are. So we start with obviously clear, well understood blocks that can piece together, but that people can also create their own form.
Okay.
It reflects their brand through their on the digital channel.
Very cool. Very good. I love that. I mean, when I saw Lego, I said, I got to ask him that question. Got to see what's behind all that.
Well, so, I think that came from Adam Anderson, our CTO. I owe most of that analogy to him. But he's really creative in how he thinks about things in the world. And so that's one of the reasons why we have such a differentiated architecture is because of our technology and engineering team he leads.